throughout the Gospels, Jesus changed lives. When Jesus walked through Canaan, he encountered a noble man whose son was at the point of death, and Jesus healed him. He passed through Capernaum and encountered a leper. Jesus healed him. He passed through Nain and encountered a widow whose son had died, and Jesus brought him back to life. He passes through Galilee and encountered a deaf and a dumb man who was possessed by demons. Jesus healed him and cast the demons out. He passed near Capernaum and encountered a woman with an issue of blood, and Jesus healed her. I'm sure if we were to spend 10 minutes now talking to one another, which obviously isn't the way to do a sermon, and although I think it might be, we could all share stories of when our faith in Christ has changed us, or challenged us, or made us do something different. For I believe, and I know to be true, because I've experienced it, when Jesus comes onto the scene, everything changes. Our readings today demonstrate that power and grace of God. Through obedience, God makes a difference. When Jesus came onto the scene of these 10 lepers, Jesus had compassion on them and healed them. I feel in a very privileged place sometimes because I see that happening today. When we talk about Jesus in the lives of those we meet, we can hear him still changing people's lives today. Sometimes, though, I hear people moan that God doesn't heal, or God doesn't change anything. But that's because sometimes we're looking for the wrong type of healing or the wrong type of change. We're looking for what we want and not what God wants. So these guys, these 10 guys, we're assuming they're guys because they don't say anything else in the Bible, but we're assuming they're guys, have been struck down with this awful disease, leprosy. I'm sure we all know what leprosy means and how it can, like, destroy someone's life. They lose family, they lose friends, they lose homes, they lose jobs, they lose identities. In my work as a youth worker, I sit down with young people every day who feel that they have nothing, that they have no identity, that they have no reason or purpose. And there are times when I would like to hit them over the head with the Bible, times when I'm not allowed to hit, no, actually, I'm not allowed to hit them over the head at all with the Bible, but there are times when I really just want to sit and shout at them, you need Jesus in your life. But that's not possible sometimes. So what I have to do is sit and listen and share Jesus through me with them. This week I did an assembly at one of the local primary schools. I hate doing assemblies at primary schools. I'm not a children's worker, I'm a youth worker. I can't stand the year threes, really. They're so annoying. One of them was sitting there at the front of the assembly just doing this. And I'm going, oh, do I tell him something? If it had been a young person, I would probably have said, stop picking your nose. But as a year three, I felt that possibly wasn't the most appropriate thing because that would have embarrassed him in front of the whole school. But I told them a story of this nun from the 1800s. Funnily enough, they thought I was that nun. And then I had to say, no, I'm not that old. And it was a nun who had met with Christ in her early days when she was 11 or 12. I cannot for the life of me remember her name now, and I couldn't find it on my notes. She met with Christ when she was 11 or 12 when she was seriously ill. Her parents kind of like took her to church and they prayed. It was a done thing in the 1800s. And she had this profound experience and she saw God. And she said to her parents after this time of prayer, I'm giving my life to him and I'm going to be a nun and I'm going to bring kindness into the world. And I kind of like read this story and thought, I'm really impressed with this young girl wanting to bring kindness into the world. Especially as we look at our world today, surely that's what we all want to do. We all want to bring kindness into the world. And she kind of like carried on and she became this nun and she shared kindness with the people around her. I was basically telling the kids in this primary school that to be kind to one another, it's really nice. Okay, don't hurt one another. Don't pick on one another. Show kindness. This young girl passed away in her early 30s. And apparently one of the nuns got really angry with God because she was a really kind nun who did so much good. And they didn't understand why God would allow her to die in her early 30s. I guess we all can experience times like that. When a loved one is taken from us through illness or accident or even old age. When we get made redundant because of our jobs, the world is so unstable. We all have those moments where the darkness takes us over. Some of it is our own doing because we get involved in things which are not good for us. Drinking or drugs or all sorts of things. But the darkness takes over. And we lose our identity, we lose family, we lose friends, we lose hope. These 10 men had lost hope. They had lost everything, including hope. But one person was there who could change everything. So when they saw this man, they had to shout out. We all know that all lepers have to shout out, unclean, unclean, stay away. So these guys had to shout even louder so that Jesus could hear. And sometimes we expect Jesus to do something amazing. Touching a leper would be amazing. But Jesus just looked and said, go show yourself to the priests. Because that was the way lepers were to be shown. But once they were healed, they had to show themselves to the priests and the priests would give the all clear. They'd have a nice little ritual, as you know, we like to have little rituals. And they were sent on their way back to their family or their friends. But actually, that didn't always happen. Because sometimes families gave up on those people, never believing that they would be healed. Most families had had a funeral service. They regarded that person as dead. Jesus saw life in each and every leper. The leprosy that these men suffered. To me, as I read the stories and thought about it, just reminded me of our world that we live in. We're in a bit of a state, aren't we? I used to be the sort of person who would have to read or watch the news every day because I wanted to know what was going on. Over the last few months, I've stopped. I found it too depressing. And also I got angry and wanted to do stupid things like hit the telly. So I kind of like felt I don't want to destroy my nice telly. But it's just a sad state of affairs. Nationally, but even locally, we've got stuff going on in the Horsham area where people are having a go at politicians and local councillors, being rude and shouting abuse at bus stops to different people. It's just so sad. It's as if community is breaking down. It's as if all hope is lost. It's as if we are dead to this world. And as followers of Christ who have been made new, who have been set free and given hope, we have to rise and stand up and share God's love, to shine his light in the darkest places. For Jesus cares for all. Jesus came for all, to have life and life in all its fullness. These men cried out to Jesus and he saw them. But he saw more than just their leprosy. He saw into their hearts. You see, these guys, their primary objective was to be healed of leprosy. But God's primary objective, his desire, was to cleanse their souls. To see and to give them hope. He does that for you and me today. I have a couple of conditions medically. And I've always been told that I won't be healed of them. And I've gone, right, okay, I can cope with that. But a Christian youth worker I knew, not Dan, just in case anyone says anything, told me face to face, he says, I don't have enough faith. Because if I had enough faith, God would heal me. And I don't know if you're getting this, I wanted to punch him. I have quite a difficult issue with anger. I get quite angry at times, and I'm learning to control it, which is why it's really funny when I ask to do anger management with teenagers. And his words did at first impact me, and I sat down and thought, maybe I don't. Maybe God doesn't love me enough to heal me. But as I reflected and prayed and talked to other people, I saw God's healing hands in a very different way. You see, because of some of my conditions, I feel I am able to talk into the lives of others. I can share my pain and my anxiety with other people who are going through exactly the same stuff. I can share my pain and share hope that things can get better. That you can learn to manage conditions. See, our healing isn't about physical healing. It's about being free by the love of God. It's about having your lives, our lives, transformed to live life fully, as Christ intended us. You see, these 10 lepers no longer suffered, but their lives were changed. But only one came back. Only one returned to give thanks. And it was the Samaritan, the foreigner. Now, there could be many reasons, I read many reasons, why this was the case. Some could say, well, the Jews knew that they had to go and see the priests and had to have all their rituals done before they could be announced clean. And maybe they were thinking that as they're going along and going, right, once all that is done, we'll go back to find Jesus. Maybe, who knows? The Samaritan didn't have those same little issues because he didn't follow the Jewish law. All he knew was that he had been transformed. All he knew was that he was healed. He humbled himself before Christ. He continued to rejoice and glorify God. He was thrilled for the cleansing in his life. You see, something happened in his heart, as well as his body. We are told that he was made whole. The final passage, the final sentence. Hang on, I've just lost it. That's because I've moved on in my Bible. Thank you. Honestly, these things are great. Is when Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Now, if I was to be all academic and everything, I would share some of the words in Arabic and Hebrew, but I can't. But basically, what I've been told, or what I've read, is that the word in Arabic and Hebrew for stand up and go is the same as resurrected. It's the same word that was used when Jesus rose from the dead. You see, Jesus came to give us hope. And on this day, in this story, Jesus resurrected life for this one leper. He resurrected life for the other nine, but they just didn't see his glory. They didn't understand or know the significance of what had just happened to them. I think sometimes that's us. We are the nine lepers who don't always see God's glory, who don't always know or experience the excitement of transformed life. Partly because maybe we've been coming to church for years and years and years and years and years, that we've forgotten that Jesus transforms our lives in such a positive way. Sometimes we kind of like are just doing what we've done for years and forget that he is the center. He is what our hope is grounded on. Jesus transforms. He makes a difference. When Jesus passes by, the devil trembles and the enemy flees. When Jesus comes on the scene, he always shines a ray of light. The darkened clouds must fly, for it always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. Amazing, amazing things happen when we allow Jesus into our lives. And when we, like that one leper, glorify and give thanks for all he has done in our lives. One of the best things that I love doing with youngsters, when I see them on a one-to-one basis, when they start moaning about how their life is, how life is unfair, how school is rubbish, how this and that and whatever, and I sit down and say, there has got to be one good thing. And they sit there for hours, it seems, but usually only a minute or so, trying to think, and they go, nope, there's nothing good, nothing good whatsoever. And then eventually they go, oh, hang on a minute, I went to that party and that was a really good fun, I laughed all night and I did this, and I go, there's a good thing, one good thing. One good thing is what God asks of us. That no matter what, if God is in our lives, we have one good thing. We have been set free to live a life of joy and hope today and every day. Amen.